with Dave right now. Hey, Dave, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling WGRR. How are you today? Hello, Dave.
Hello. Fine. Thank you, sir. I've got a question hopefully you'll be able to help me with. This last year, we put down some vinyl tile in our back room, which was an addition, and our kitchen. The problem we ran into is where the back room was built, it's down about 2 inches, so there's a little step down. And when they put it in, there's just like a 2x4 in the doorway, and then it drops down, and it's actually got a part of the main foundation of the house exposed. And we can't for the life of us figure what to do to, like, finish it.
Well, to make that floor look better?
Yes.
Is it not possible for us to put a few little thin sleepers, some furring strips, and then some subflooring, and bring that little area flush with the regular floor?
Well, the problem we're running into on that
is where the door that leaves that room out to the garage, because it swings in?
No, it's going back to a back addition. They built an addition on the back of the house, and it's down about 2 inches. And actually, where it's built, there's maybe, I'll say, about a half to three-quarter inch of the foundation of the house there. It's, you know, just a little bit of the rough portion of the foundation. And being so rough there, we can't get anything to figure to put over it.
Well, but isn't that foundation flush with the top of the floor that's dropped down the 2 inches or not? Or am I must not have a clear picture there.
It's got the 2x4 sitting over it, I believe it is. There's maybe a small lip, but not much of one.
But it's...
And when we had it put in, we was going to put tile right over it and then down, but the contractor said it wouldn't stay.
Well, I'll tell you what. What would really help, I know this sounds crazy and I do this all the time, is there any way that you can take a photograph of this and send it to me?
I can give her a shot.
Boy, that would really be help. I mean, do you have a digital camera? Can you send it to me via email?
I mean, yeah, I think I can.
Okay, well, here's my email address, tim@askthebuilder.com.
Okay.
And just take a quick photo of this situation, send it to me, and once I have a clear picture of it, I know we can solve this, Dave. There's got to be a way.
Okay, I really appreciate it, Tim.
Okay, well, send me the photo whenever you can.